And it's good to be with you guys this morning and worship God. And maybe if we just start in prayer as we wait for the PowerPoint to come up. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the power in your word. And I thank you, Lord, that you want us to connect with your word, Father. I thank you, Lord, that it's not just a book, although it is a book of facts and historical facts, and it's also a piece of literature. But I thank you, Lord, that it's also it's your spirit and your spirit breathed word. And I thank you, Lord, that you want to communicate with us through it in the everyday situations of our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that in that way you are incredibly practical. And yeah, I thank you, Lord, that hearing your voice isn't reduced to some people, like it might have been in the Old Testament when it was certain prophets who heard from you, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that today we are in the new covenant, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that any of us who believes in you, has been saved by you, can hear from you. And I thank you, Lord, that that is a truth you want us all to step into deeper today, Father. So, yeah, we thank you for that, Lord. Amen. I'm only going to be about 10 minutes because we have lunch afterwards, so I'm sure you're all looking forward to that. But I have done a little PowerPoint, which I may or may not stick to, because that's just the way I am. But yeah, so we're going to just... Yeah, I've moved a little bit back so you can see that. But we're just going to very practically talk a little bit about how to hear God's voice. And some of you might be thinking, right, Catherine, you're teaching Granny to suck eggs here. I know how to do that, and I've been doing that for however many years. And some of you might be like, you know what, I don't know how to do that. I've never heard God's voice myself, and don't think I can, or why would God want to speak to me? So whatever boat you're in, hopefully you'll be able to take something away in these brief 10-15 minutes that I'm going to speak. But we're going to focus mainly on the main way that God speaks to us, which is through the Bible. Just as I prayed, I suppose it's his spirit inspired word, it's his divine word to us, and it can be applied to the everyday situations in our life. And that's the amazing thing. Our daily walk with God is amazing. And he wants to speak to us in our daily walk with him. So if we go to step one, read the Bible. That's a really good start to being able to hear God's voice. Okay, now I know that sounds really obvious, but I can remember, just using an example quickly, I had a friend who'd just become Christian, and she was having to make a decision about which university to go to. She had a choice of two, and she wasn't sure which one, and she was like, oh, I really want to know which one God thinks is the best for me. And she was like, I've asked him, Catherine, like, I've asked him which one, he's not telling me which one. And she was getting quite, like, I suppose, nearly distressed about it. And I just said to her, have you read the Bible? Have you opened the Bible? And she said no. And I was like, okay, well, maybe that would be a good first step to take, because then you're opening the word and the word speaks. And so she did. She went, and I don't think it was straight away, but it was over the next few days. She then read the Bible, and as she was just reading, she read a bit that completely jumped out of the page at her. And that's what happens when we read the word, and words jump out of the page. That's the best way I can describe it. And you just know that that's God's voice speaking. There are other things that you can do as like a plumb line to kind of test that, but just bringing it back to Christianity 101 basics, that's like the main indicator to start with. So yeah, she then found out, and she had peace with that. That's also the other thing. When you hear from God, you have peace. This same girl actually sometimes thought that she was hearing God, but she it was met with fear, like her response to afterwards. She was like, oh, I'm not sure if this is God, I'm not sure if it is or whatever, and she was afraid. And I was like, well, it's probably not God if it's producing fear in you.
Yeah.
And so that's also a very good plumb line, because God gives us a spirit of peace, wisdom, and sound mind. Is that something like that?
Love,
yeah, okay. But he gives us a sound mind, and he gives us peace. So he wouldn't say something to then counteract what's in his word. Yeah? So we can have confidence that when we have peace about something, even if it seems like, okay, why is God saying that to me? Maybe it's the next step and you don't quite understand. If you have peace with it, that's nearly more than likely God's voice. And talk to someone about it. Don't keep it to yourself. Talk to someone and say, look, I'm struggling to know whether this is God or not. Could you help me? Could you just pray for me and ask him to confirm it to me more? And he will. So I wrote down, it's a bit like getting to know someone, okay? So to start with, it can feel a bit of an effort with someone, like there's lots of small talk. You're getting to know them more generally, and you're not asking deeper questions with that person. And the conversation can be quite clunky sometimes. But then as you spend more time with that person, you get to know them better, you ask deeper questions, and you become more familiar with the way they are, and that you become more familiar with their voice and their body language, how they might respond in a certain situation if you ask them something or spend time with them. And it's like that with God. It's literally like, it's like that. As you, it can start off sometimes a bit clunky and a bit, like you feel like a fish out of water, but eventually, like, you get to recognise his voice quicker, and it comes more easier when you read his word and you recognise it. So, yeah, let's go to step two. Invite the Holy Spirit in your time of reading the Bible. Just using myself as an example. Sometimes if I wake up in the morning and spend time with God, there's this thing called the first 15 minutes, which is a bit of a tactic you can employ as well if you want. And it's 5 minutes of praying, 5 minutes of reading the Bible, and 5 minutes of worshipping or thanking God. So sometimes you might think, oh, I don't know how long to spend time with God, I don't know when and stuff. Sometimes the morning can, well, I would advise the morning, because that's a time where you can potentially hear God's voice for the rest of the day and what he might be saying for the day ahead. If you can't do that in your schedule, then just pick a time in the day that you can regularly just open the word and just be still. Invite the Holy Spirit in that. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll just sit down and I'll be like, okay, God, I've got all this stuff going on in my head. I've got all these worries, these concerns, or I'm feeling this way and that way. But Lord, I want to hear what you're saying to me now. And I think sometimes it's very easy to miss out this step. Sometimes we just want to get straight in there and read, but we haven't quietened ourselves first. Maybe there are some people here who just need to remember that, and you just need to sit for a minute and just be like, okay, it's not how quick you can get through the Bible, how quickly you can read it, how quickly you can tick that off your list and move on to the next task for the day, but actually just to be still, sit down, if you need a cup of tea, have a cup of tea, and just say, look, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, I need your help to speak to me. And if you feel like you can't hear God, just tell him that as well. Say, look, Lord, I don't think I can hear you. I don't think I'm capable, maybe, or I don't think that I'm not in the mood, maybe, this morning. But I still want to hear what you're saying. It's important to be honest with God. And there's a scripture that says we cast all our cares on him. And interestingly, that's a command. That's not a cast all your cares on him, if you like. That's a cast your cares on me, and because he cares for us. Like, he cares for us that much that he wants us, he commands us to cast our cares on him. And so, I'll start off my time just saying my concerns, my worries. And more often than not, I may not get an answer straight away for those worries, but I'll have peace. And I can just chill in the Lord, if I can say that, and just be at rest. Okay? What did I write up there? Yes, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It's living and active, God's word. It's not just a book. It's not just something to put on your shelf. and let get dusty, okay? It's something that you take off the shelf, you sit down with, and you spend time with Jesus. Jesus is the word, okay? And I know that's really bizarre to get your head around. There's some stuff we just can't get our head around. In the beginning was the word was God, the word. Yeah, you know that scripture I'm talking about. And yeah, so when we spend time in the Bible, we are spending time with Jesus because Jesus is the word, yeah? And that's something that probably we need to take reverently, really, actually. It's not just a book, we're spending time with Jesus. So yeah, this is, I found a quote from theologian and writer C.S. Lewis that I read when I was reading his book, Mere Christianity, and it reads like this. If you move to the next slide, because I think it's on there. Yeah. So, it comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like wild animals. It's true, you ever felt like that when you first wake up and everything is just like, ah! And the first job each morning consists simply in shoving them all back, in listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in, and so on all day. Standing back from all your natural fussing and frettings, coming in out of the wind. See, I don't know about you, but sometimes in the morning I can wake up, and that's when all the, as C.S. Lewis has described, all your thoughts rush at you like wild animals. That's a great description.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I suppose we have a choice as believers, whether or not to continue in that frame of mind or not. And my advice in that situation is, as I've already said, just to be still, just to sit down and just say, right, Lord, these are all the wild animals that are rushing at me this morning. These are all the thoughts that are bombarding me, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm feeling depressed about this maybe or whatever. But Lord, I choose to give that to you, and I choose to ask you to help me and to give me peace, okay? And we can be bold before God, and we can ask him for these things, because that's our inheritance as children of him, to come before him and ask for these things that are part of our inheritance as his children, to be at peace. Yeah, so that's just an example. You may have already read it as I've been speaking. From, I think it was, yeah, it was Elijah, wasn't it? And he was, it's just basically an imagery of God's voice being in the stillness. So you can see, a bit like C.S. Lewis was saying about all this rah, 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 wild animals, like great wind and breaking rocks and earthquakes and everything. These can be situations in our lives that are really just loud. So, I don't know, it can be financial difficulties, ill health, relationship issues, any of those classic things, or maybe something that's just going on inside of you in terms of how you're feeling, all these thoughts and feelings. But at the end of the day, like God's voice is so still, and that's why we have to be in that stillness first to hear him. And sometimes it can take time to get to that place, and that's okay. Yeah, you don't need to stress about the fact that, oh, I'm so like worked up and I can't sit and focus. Well, just be patient. Maybe get another cup of tea and just sit down and just sit down and just say, Lord, I want to receive your peace now. I want to meet with you and I want to know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And we can do that. We can do that. I think we live in a world and a culture where everything's go, 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 rush, rush, rush. Do this task, do that task, meet this level, meet that level. But at the end of the day, God's just like, right, stop, rest. sit down, and just listen to me, okay? Right, we're coming, I've done 15 minutes, so I'll try and wrap this up. So if we skip, so there's a next slide, and yeah, if you go on to that, don't strain yourself, kind of just covered that really. Just saying, you know, don't strain yourself trying to hear from God. Just take your time. If you spend maybe, let's say, 3 days and you don't feel like you've heard God, don't worry, it's okay. Maybe speak to someone about it. Speak to God about it, saying, look, I'm really worried that I can't hear your voice as well. Just keep that dialogue going. Don't shut yourself off from God because you feel like you're not hearing him, yeah? Keep that dialogue with God, keep that dialogue with people if it's appropriate, and yeah, be persistent, and yeah, just encourage that. So if you go to the next slide, practical tips. Some of you may or may not have heard this. This is the last step, called SOAP. So just, yeah, when you're in the Bible, when you're reading it, these are just some like principles, I suppose, how you can hear him and how you can note down what he's saying and receive from him. So I would recommend having a journal, and journal might sound a bit intimidating for some of you, I don't know, but basically all it is a book that you write, or maybe even draw if you're of that nature. Draw what God's saying to you. So it starts off with scripture. So you remember when I just said about things jumping out of the page at you when you're reading? Write down what that is, and maybe write it in your own words as well, how it personally spoke to you. So yeah, that's scripture, just get it down on the page. Observation, so that's when you're writing what you noticed about the verse, maybe. So maybe just going a little bit deeper in terms of how that, yeah, what the Holy Spirit might be highlighting you to you particularly in that moment. And sometimes it might not feel like much at the minute, but when you look back, what I do is at the end of the week, I look back over the week what God said to me, or what I believe he said to me. And it quite often builds. it's not often that you just get random words here and there that don't kind of match and mesh together, but there's a coherence to what God says. And sometimes you don't always realise that until you just go back at the end of the week and read day after day. Application, so how you might apply that to your life today. So we just saw on the previous side, for example, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. How would you apply that? So for example, in that situation, I would apply that by thinking about that during the day. So when if I come across a situation where I'm feeling stressed, just like meditate over it. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And I'm applying that scripture to my life. And we've already seen that the word is living and active. So as I do that, you know, I'm making that word alive in my head, my mind, my soul, my spirit, in my being. And I just encourage you, if you've not heard that before, just try doing that. Just if you come across a situation where you're scared, for example, just be like, okay, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Speak out if you want to, yeah? You can speak it or think it, but just I encourage you to take that step. And then the last step of the SOAP, prayer. So, yeah, just being like, okay, thank you God for that word, if it was particularly spoken to you, and maybe say, Lord, teach me how to walk in that more, or Lord, I don't quite understand what you're trying to say to me through this, but can you please show me what you're trying to say over the next few days, and give me more insight into that. And yeah, that's all I've written, and I appreciate that's probably quite a lot to have packed into, what, about 15 minutes. But I'll round off with that now, but just to say, like, you can ask people for help in terms of how to hear God. It's so important in the Christian life to know what God's saying. And yeah, it can be guidance for like next steps, it can be very directional, but actually just to the day-to-day mundane stuff, like, God cares how you feel. Just internally, maybe the things that no one else knows about how you feel, God really cares about that. And so learning how to apply the word to meet those needs, if you want to do that, of course, is so key to you, for your whole well-being as a human, as a Christian, in your spirit life, in your human life. And you know, that's how we were designed, isn't it, to be in relationship with God, right at the beginning, when God created man and woman, just right at the beginning, he designed us to be in relationship with him, yeah. So don't cut him off. If you're cutting him off at the minute, just keep that dialogue open, and return to that dialogue and just be like, Lord, I'm sorry for cutting you off here, but and I want to hear from you now in this area of my life. I'm just going to pray. And if you want to pray with me in terms of agreeing with what I'm saying, then you can. If you don't want to and you just think what I said was a load of rubbish, that's also fine. You don't have to agree with me. But for those of you who are hungry to hear from God through his word, then I suppose amen to what I'm saying and praying. Lord, I thank you for everyone here who wants to hear from you more, Father, whether they hear you a little bit, a lot already, or not at all at the minute, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God who speaks, and you are a God who wants, who has our well-being in mind, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that, you speak to, you don't just speak to some individuals as you did in the Old Testament with the prophets, Lord, you speak to all who have that desire, who draw near to you, and you will draw near to them. That's what you say, Father. So I thank you that you see the heart. And I thank you, Lord, that it's not dependent on our ability, whether we're clever or whether we're dumb. I don't know, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that it's nothing to do with that, but it's about our heart's desire, Father. And so I thank you for everyone here, however they might feel, Lord, in terms of whether or not they can hear your voice, but they still want to, Father. I pray you'd open that dialogue with that person or these people, Father. And I pray, Lord, that breakthrough this week, I pray, where people haven't been hearing you for whatever reason, whether that's because they haven't been opening their Bible, maybe, or it's because they didn't know how to hear from you, Father. I just pray for a change in that this week. And I pray your spirit would be present in people's lives this week, in ministering to them through the word. And I just pray that, Father. And amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Very practical. If anybody wants a copy of your notes, could they have them?
Yes, yeah, and if you want to speak to me as well, that's fine, because as I said, I know I've covered a lot in a very short space of time. And if you want to be even more practical advice about what to read in terms of, you know, what books, if you're completely new to hearing God, then you can talk to me or anyone in the room about that. But yeah, we're here to help you. And God is for you. So, amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very good.